USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Almost 24 hours after he accepted the Republican nomination, President Trump hit the campaign trail. The president delivered a free-flowing speech before supporters in Londonderry, New Hampshire. He took shots at protesters and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
They pick a woman who starts off. She starts off sort of strong. She's one of the favorites. Within a period of a few months, she goes down, down, 15, 12, 11, 9, 8, 5, 3, 2. Then she goes, I'm going to leave because I've decided that I want to leave. I want to leave. She left because she wouldn't have gotten any votes. She was terrible.
Trump is expected to hold more in-person rallies in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Some law enforcement in Wisconsin want the governor to limit his comments on the Jacob Blake police shooting. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
Several law enforcement officials are calling on Wisconsin's top two officials to stop making what they described as premature and inflammatory statements. A portion of the letter reads, "The purpose of this letter is to respectfully ask that those in your administration discontinue and refrain from making statements and issuing press release specifics to the city of Kenosha police-involved shooting until the facts of the investigation are known." That letter going to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. The letter was signed by 7 county sheriffs in the state of Wisconsin and the heads of the Wisconsin Sheriffs and Deputy Sheriffs Association. The governor and lieutenant governor did not respond to the letter, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice investigators are probing the shooting to see if the officers involved committed any crimes.
USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Recovery will take months in the aftermath of deadly Hurricane Laura. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs, when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Wall Street closed higher on Friday, the Dow up 162, NASDAQ up 70, S&P 500 up 23. For news anytime on demand, go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.